squiggly superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, the Jolly Green Giant, Ricky Lee Travolta. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Each week on this show, we profile a different stage, film, or television musical. This week, we have an interesting title, the little-known Broadway musical Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace features music and lyrics by Christopher Smith, and a book by Smith and Arthur Giron. It is Smith's first foray as a professional writer and composer. The musical opened on Broadway on July 16, 2015, and closed October 25, 2015. Amazing Grace is loosely based on the life of John Newton, an English slave trader who later became a priest and eventually an abolitionist. He wrote many hymns, including Amazing Grace. Act 1 begins in 1742 as young John Newton returns from the sea. We meet John's father, Captain Newton, a wealthy slave trader. In the song Truly Alive, John explains why he has chosen to reject his father's plans for him.
I have not explored, where things are not all that they seem, and courage is its own reward. Where a man can foresee a time when he can finally say, I'm more than my father could be, the master of all I survey. Oh, to be truly alive, I need to sail where the strongest survive, and find my way through the wind and the spray to a life I've never known, a destiny that I can call.
Master John!
Thomas!
You're here!
Yes, and I'll be off again soon.
Not soon enough. Your father knows you are back, and he is mad as a hornet.
I don't give a damn what the old man thinks.
I will not be forced into a life my father's mapped out for me. I don't need anyone to tell me what they think I should be. They will see that to be true.
Brings the great adventurer back to lowly Chatham. I suppose it would have inconvenienced you to send word of your arrival.
We barely communicated when I did live here. I figured, why break with tradition?
Damn it, John, do you think I built all this just to see my son haul ropes for a living?
I think you built it so you wouldn't have to see me at all.
The foolish son believes.
Here we go again.
That he can find a better way.
Always the same old
that
story.
Only the young can perceive.
When will you listen?
That they must obey.
You don't know what I need to be truly alive.
You don't know
I
what
need
to
sail where the strongest survive.
I have been and there. Don't tell
way.
Me my business. It's not enough to dream about your life the way you wish it could be.
So let me prove I am a man who can stand against the sea. You will
A slave auction takes place as Captain Newton's cargo of African slaves is put up for sale. A commotion ensues when abolitionists release one of the slaves. Mary, John's friend, uses her cloak to disguise the slave woman and get her safely away. John, on the other hand, is humiliated for having lost the slave from his father's auction, and he is charged with tracking her down. Mary sings a song John wrote for her years ago. Someone Who Hears.
I remember everything you ever wrote for me. Every poem, every sonnet, every song.
I was a child, Mary.
Once upon a time, in a land far away, a boy of only 9 had a prayer he would say. When the sky was growing dark and the clouds were filled with rain, always he retreated to that comforting refrain. And he cried out loud, and he cried. Hears, someone who truly hears.
And no one understood why he set off alone, deep into the wood, far away from his home. Though they often asked him why, he could never quite explain why he had to wander so to ease his earthly pain.
And he cried out loud, and he cried out with tears, hoping somewhere far beyond the clouds he'd find someone who hears. Someone who truly hears.
John, Mary, and Major Gray attend a Christmas party together, but John drinks too much and offends everyone, including Mary. Soldiers arrive with 2 badly beaten abolitionists and the escaped slave, also badly beaten. Major Gray points out that his soldiers and not John have retrieved the slave. Major Gray leaves with Mary. The next day, Mary meets with the abolitionists to devise a plan to undermine slave trade in the song We Are Determined. Mary agrees to begin a relationship with Major Gray to be a spy for the abolitionists.
It begins in the dark, whispering voices strike the spark, which becomes the flame of a changed, of a turning, of the few.
So one day their voices will call.
Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. This week, we are focusing our attentions on the 2015 Broadway musical, Amazing Grace. The Navy tries to forcibly recruit John, who turns to his father for help. However, Captain Newton offers no assistance to his son, and also sends the family's house slave, Thomas, with John. John vows he will never forgive his father for not helping him in the song, Never.
Do you turn your back on me because I remind you of her? Do you look into my eyes and see the man you were? I had no father, now you have no son. I will never forget or forgive what you've done. Never, no, never, I will take this to my grave. Your God can do his worst, kill me if he can. I curse in his face and I spit on your plan. I will not be subject to God or to man. I am my own master. You all can be damned. You won't even raise a finger to save me.
Only God can save you now.
Meanwhile, Mary struggles with her feelings for John in the song, Shadows of Innocence.
Oh,
At the end of Act One, Major Gray asks for Mary's hand in marriage. Meanwhile, John's ship is defeated by a French warship. John falls into the sea and his slave, Thomas, dives in to save him. In Act Two, John and Thomas are captured by African warriors. The African princess is a brutal slave trader and threatens to kill John. He defies her in The Welcome Song and is chained to a post to starve to death. But a young slave girl secretly feeds him so he won't starve. Learns from John's father, Captain Newton, that John's ship has been lost in the song, Tell Me Why.
God, please say I'm dreaming. Tell me it's not real. I must awake, I must escape this emptiness I feel. Yet I always knew it could somehow end this way, that this world would tear us apart. And all these things I do, all the foolish prayers I've prayed, couldn't change his unwilling heart. But how could you have let me love him? Why, God? You poured this fire in my soul for him. Why? Only to deny the child. Another dark horizon, another great unknown, and I am left to find the answers here on my own. But will I ever gaze into someone else's eyes and feel what I felt with him? When this world moves on and all the tears have dried, will it heal this emptiness within? And will I ever know the reason why, God, you'd pour this fire in my soul for him? Oh,
The African princess who has taken John and Thomas captive sends a ransom letter to Captain Newton. Upon receipt of the letter, Captain Newton prepares to set sail to retrieve his son. At the same time, John has become an irreplaceable asset to his captors, helping them with their slave trade. The princess tests John's loyalty to her by having him sell Thomas into slavery in Barbados. Captain Newton arrives to rescue his son and pay the ransom, but a gunfight ensues and Captain Newton is killed. John finds a letter from Mary in his father's pocket. With his father dead, John takes over as captain of the ship and heads to Barbados to free Thomas. They return home where John and Mary reunite. Thomas, now a free man, recounts that John and Mary get married, and John goes on to write many hymns, including Amazing Grace. I want to thank you for tuning in for another fun-filled episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I hope you've enjoyed this auditory tour of Amazing Grace, the musical. I always enjoy hearing from listeners, so if you have comments, questions, or suggestions for future shows, please reach me at 1015showtime@gmail.com. Here's Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace,
was grace
that taught,
that taught
my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved.